Good evening.
God bless the flag. We all beating our chest. When it's peace, it's the same old game. The same old players. Same old names. My skin is my sin. My skin is my sin.
All right. So I guess we know what network we're running on.
And amazing co-host, Mr. Jack Meoff.
Now, did you have to say my whole name? Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jack. How are you?
Just fine, just fine. Yes, this is brother. Matter of fact, brother Jack, and this is also the Haitian sensation, Miss Kiel.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. And tonight we kind of put this one together, but we definitely want to touch a topic that was dear to both our hearts, and that's health.
Yes.
And that's how health plays a big part in the whole in the melanated community. And I don't think that we take our health as serious as we should.
Okay.
You know, a lot of those factors I'm sure has to do with economic levels, has to do with whatever stores in your community, in your immediate area. Of course, it has a lot to do with the way you were brought up and what you're used to ingesting into your body, you know, the convenience of it. And we're just going to touch on all of those topics or as many as possible. Now, we created the show about an hour ago, so, hey, you know, a lot of our listeners might be... Go ahead, Gil, what did you say?
I said, bear with us, people, bear with us.
Yes, please bear with us. We definitely have some things to share. We just have to get them all together. So, okay, what we're going to talk about first as far as it pertains to holistic health. I think that in this society that we have, because we look for immediate gratification, I think that it's also morphed us into looking at and taking our health the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go pop a bottle of vitamins if we need to get them. Go get the glucosamine for the knees. You know, I mean, go get the aspirin if you have a headache.
Yep.
You know, so many different things, the Advils and all that stuff. And I think that sometimes you make jokes.
I was going to say, I have a remedy for headaches, which works. It works in like 2 seconds, but I'll give that away later. Go ahead, Mr. Jack, Brother Jack.
Right. Right, don't give away the good stuff just yet, right.
Okay, yeah, I got some good for y'all. Go ahead.
But usually, I mean, I know when I was younger, my parents looked for that, they called it BC powder.
BC powder?
Little powder packets, that's what you use for headaches. And, of course, when mom says she had a headache, the first thing we do is see us pop, you know, pop some aspirin or whatever, and that was good. And I think at that young age, it sent a message that, hey, you know, if you have a pain or an ailment, there's something you can take for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that put a lot more focus on the instant healing that pharmaceutical medicines can bring. And I don't think a lot of reverence was really put into different herbs and stuff that were already out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're natural beings.
Correct.
Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. It's a lot of, in our society, we have been programmed to be consumers as opposed to being educated on what's best and what would work best for us as individuals, families, or people. And everything is a business. It's being in America. Shoot, America is a corporation. Obama's president of the Corporation of America. So it's no cure in the, I mean, there's no money in the cure. There's money in being sick. So they keep us sick on purpose. So we're programmed to believe if something's wrong, we got to go to the doctor.
That's
but before
true.
Before the medical doctor and the medical business was popping like that, we had herbs. We had, you know what I'm saying, we had to make some tea with some root. And, you know, it was Mother Nature that's the best medicine. And I believe as people and humans and for, you know, being more health conscious, we need to go back to, you know, Mother Nature as our medicine, because these over-the-counter drugs or the prescription drugs that the doctors give us, pretty much is making us sicker with side effects and stuff like that. And they want to keep us dependent on their business because the sicker we are, the more money they'll make off of us. Yeah, they don't want us to be healthy. They don't want us to be knowledgeable on how to get healthy. They want us to depend on them so they can shove some pills down our throat that come along with side effects. I know you've seen those, you know, new pills that's coming out, the commercials, and they...
Oh, yeah.
With side effects may include death. Like, oh, hell nah.
Right, and they say it real fast, you know?
Right. Yeah, they say it real fast. It's like the fine print, so we can't read. We just hear it. Like,
exactly.
You know, so it's like the fine print vocals.
Right. And it's the same thing with labels on the back of processed foods. And we'll talk about that as well. It's the same concept.
Yep.
You know,
and
the little small fine print.
Yeah, we live now in a microwave society. Everybody wants everything instantly. You know what I mean?
Right.
They want instant fizz. We want, I need a shot for this, and I need a pill for that, and I'm good to go. You know? And that's not the way, you know, that's not the healthy way to go about things. If you are, like, how many people know people or family members in their family with high blood pressure, diabetes?
Yes.
You know, what other typical ailments that affect the black community other than high blood pressure and diabetes? There's more, but it's not coming to me right now.
Brother Jack,
can you help me out, Brother Jack?
Cops affect the black community still.
Okay, wait. There's no natural cure for popo, though.
Yeah, for popo, stay away from him. What else?
Maybe some voodoo could take care of the popo, but there's no natural cure. But we ain't going to talk about voodoo right now. Okay, stay away. Yeah, there's like... drugs and shots for everything, and they program us to become dependent on these different, you know, different medical business products, which is making us sick, and it's keeping us sick. And when we go, it'll give us a side effect, so now we got a new ailment to go see the doctor about. And then now when we go see the doctor, he's like, oh, well, try this, you know?
Right.
So now it's like you're taking two types of medication from the doctor, and you're just messing your body up because these are chemicals. These are chemicals that's not supposed to be ingested by us. You know what I mean? Everything that they put on the market, because that they being that they program the people to be consumers, everything that's on the market, is not healthy. Like, I remember I saw a meme. I'm in a lot of health, holistic health groups and stuff like that. And there was a meme I saw that said, if it has a commercial, it's not good for you. And that just pretty much summed up everything for me. I was like, oh, they got a commercial for this. I ain't messing with that. You know, that was pretty much my way to gauge if I should eat this or not, or if I should drink this or not, you know what I mean? I'm like, do they got any commercials for this? I have never heard of this. I've never seen a commercial for this. So, you know what I mean? Because usually the FDA will say, you know, will lie and label their products as all 100% organic or 100%, you know, all natural or FDA approved or whatever the case may be. But SDA is part of the same problem. They're a branch of the same problem and connected to the medical business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just different branches of the same tree.
Right, and it's just like any other organized industrial complex. You know, you have the prison industrial complex. You know, we can sit and name all the different industrial complexes, but they all work hand in hand, of course. One benefits the other one, and, you know, they just work hand in hand. As long as they can remain the top, you know, 1% or 2% of wealth, then of course it doesn't matter if people up under them get sick. That's part of the design. It's like you said, you know, people make money off of wars. That's people being hurt and being killed. So of course they make money off of them being sick.
Yeah.
But let's bring it to our community for a second. I see we have a caller. We're gonna get to the calls in a minute, but we just want to like briefly bring it back to our community in the melanated community, and some of the things that we can do to kind of change that, because I think that you made an excellent point, and I think that people don't really know the effects of what the right herbs to take, you know, the long-term effects, how these things can actually cleanse you, and how these things have nothing to do with anything that's supernatural. These are things that come from the earth. And a lot of them are inexpensive. You know, it's just about educating ourselves.
It takes, like, now that we in an information society, it's not such a big chore or, you know, too much drama to look something up. You have smartphones, you have tablets, you have laptops. We have all these devices. We have all these different devices that we can use to, you know, look up something real quick.
That's right.
You know? And if you have any doubts about something, you could go to WebMD. You know, there's different sites that talk about, you know, natural cures or things for certain ailments or for certain, you know, diseases or whatever. Like, not everybody is aware that there is a natural cure for every single disease on this planet. Everybody to believe they tell us there's no cure for cancer. Hello, marijuana cures cancer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Marijuana cures a lot of things, but, you know, they're not going to tell us that. You know, I mean, you don't have to smoke it to cure your ailment. They have cannabis oil. They have hemp oil. People can make tinctures out of where they could pretty much absorb the natural medication that's in the marijuana. They could, you know, absorb it and put it in a tincture. You can make tea out of it. You can take capsules, whatever. There's a natural cure for everything on this planet. There's no disease that can go uncured if you know what to do. You know, like, this is probably one of the biggest epidemics that we have.
Yeah.
Like, taking people out, because my family alone, I lost 5 folks. So, you know, I know a lot of other people that lost folks due to cancer, you know? So cancer has a cure, boo-boo. There is a natural cure for cancer. And, you know, or it just takes some time, you know, some time out your day to research these things, because the information is out there. It's just that we're not programmed to look, you know, to go research things. We're programmed to, something wrong, go to the doctor. And the doctor's not going to tell you, hey, why don't you just eat some Raisin Bran and loosen up your constipation? He ain't going to tell you that. He's going to be like, try this Nexium right here and tell me how you feel. Take this purple pill and see what it's like. And then, you know, the Nexium may not cooperate with your body. It might give you something else wrong that could be detrimental or, you know, God forbid, fatal to your health. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then people have to also I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say that people also have to recognize and embrace the fact.
Hello, Mr. Jack? Mr. Jack, we can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now. Oh, my goodness.
All right, sorry, microphone. The call dropped. I had to call back.
We're going to get Mr. Jack a new microphone.
Here you go. I'm going to have to call back in and drop the call.
We're going to have to do a GoFundMe. Forget.
I know,
I'm
right?
I'm
going
to open up a GoFundMe account to get Brother Jack a new microphone.
Please ignore the comedian over there. Well, I'll tell you what, while I'm working on my microphone issues, how about we take a quick call before we get to the next subject? Is that cool?
Yay, callers.
Call up from the 267 area code. You got something you want to add? You're live, caller.
Hello?
Still,
what's up? This is Ronel. I didn't know I was in the queue, but
hi, Ronel.
I just started listening to y'all. My bad. Yeah, I didn't know I was in the queue. That caught me off guard, but I find it interesting how people don't. Huh? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, I'm finding it interesting how people just want to believe everything that the government tells them is true when they blatantly lie about a lot of different things. Why would they, when if somebody is lying to me, I wouldn't believe nothing that they said. So people blindly follow these these agencies controlled by the government and blindly follow them and believe that they're in the best interest of the people. And I don't understand how people can be that naive to believe that. Like, you have examples of people like the Rockefellers and everything, how they have population control and everything. How do people see that and then not look into the ways that they are implementing that strategy to control the world? So I don't like Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that just dabbles my mind how people blindly can just follow that. I was just listening, but I didn't know I was going to kill. I just wanted to add that to it, though. Let's see what y'all thought about that. I got a question. What do y'all think? I know y'all. What other ways do y'all think they're implementing this proper recently patrol? And then I'll just listen. I'm gonna hang up and listen.
The vaccine.
I salute to the show. I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate all y'all. I salute to the show. All right.
Oh, no doubt. All right, brother. Long music, but yeah, I was willing definitely touch on that. Appreciate it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
no problem.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Man, melanated intelligence is a wonderful thing.
It sure is. It's so empowering when I see that my fellow brothers and sisters, you know, are looking for something more than being ratchet and, you know, being turned up, you know.
I'm trying to tell you. But yep. he made a good point. You know, there are different ways, and we don't want to talk too much out of the holistic health part, but he made a good point. There are different ways that different organizations conspire to make sure that, yeah, they keep the greater population sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's usually the population that's either in the, they call it middle class, but it's anybody that's not rich, basically. It's anybody that's not rich. And I think that when you look at high incarceration rates, when you look at just the way they process foods, and people have to realize, too, that when they make food and when they package and they process it, they're always looking for cheaper ways
mm-hmm.
to do it. They're always looking for ways to cut back, always. So, you know, something might be labeled one way one minute, they can add a few more additives that will make it even that much more potent because they're trying to save that bottom line.
Yep, true story.
All right, what I want to do first is that I remember you introduced something a while ago that had to do something with detoxifying because everything is a step.
That's what I'm about to slide into that
introduction right there. We're going to slide. You know how we do, we slide.
Yeah. Okay.
But
all right.
in prefacing what Kills is about to slide into, let me say that people are, like she said, they're conditioned. They're conditioned to want something that's immediate. And we've talked about that, you know, on several of the shows that on this network, On My Skin Is My Sin. We talked about that several times. And I think that the first thing that we have to do is we have to rebuild. And you have to start with detoxifying your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been eating McDonald's for all your life, and all of a sudden you see something online that's saying that McDonald's is horrible. You just can't stop eating it and thinking that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to detoxify your body.
Right.
And the Haitian Sensation is going to give y'all a couple of steps to let you know how you can slowly start that process.
All right. Well, I know there is something called the magic elixir. It's a combination of ginger, red onion, apple cider vinegar, shucky ducky, turmeric. It was a concoction of different cleansing type of herbs and roots. Like turmeric is for cleansing. Ginger is super powerful because it's an antifungal, antibacterial, a whole bunch of stuff. It's strong though. You gotta take it in moderation because you gonna burn your throat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's man. If you just look up the healing properties of the seasoning in your daggone cabinet, like cinnamon, ground cinnamon. Cinnamon is a natural cure for diabetes, but nobody knows this because they don't want you to be cured from diabetes because they want to make money off of you and give you insulin shots.
They want you to take the cinnamon challenge.
And it's also good for high blood pressure. It also, lowers your blood pressure. But, yeah, like, you know, they don't tell us these things. You're not going to learn it in school. Your doctor's not going to tell you. You know what I mean? We have to inform ourselves. You know, our people are in this mentality that we always waiting for someone to come save us. And, you know, if a white man says it, then it must be right because a white man says it, you know. And not trying to sound, you know, racist or whatever, but that's how a lot of our people think. You know, a lot of our people, they don't believe nothing a fellow melanin will tell them, but if the white man says it, they'll jump on it. Oh, yeah, that's good. You know? And that's where we go wrong a lot with hoping and wishing the government's going to do something or hoping and wishing the government's going to help us or come save us. You know what I mean? And they don't want us to be cured. There's no money in the cure. There's money in the disease or the sickness. They raise billions of dollars every freaking year to help cure cancer. And hello, there's multiple natural cures for cancer. You know, cancer cannot survive in a high alkaline environment. All you got to do is raise your alkaline levels in your body. You know what I mean? There's freaking fruits that you can eat that could kill the cancer. There's freaking vegetables you can eat that can kill the cancer. Or if you want to get fancy with it, you can combine both and make a juice. You know,
yes.
You know, hemp oil is a natural cure for cancer. If you have skin cancer or, you know, any kind of cancer or some type of malignant growth on your skin, you know what I'm saying? It can be topical or, you know, you can ingest it. You know, a lot of people aren't aware of this because they don't want us to know this. We are programmed to be consumers. Buy, but
yes,
you know, but they know that if we were informed with the truth, they wouldn't be able to keep selling us this BS. Fast food is your worst enemy.
Worst.
I stopped eating fast food years ago. You know what I mean? And McDonald's is the worst. Like number one on the list, you know, and it's a lot of BS in the food. It's not supposed to be consumed by humans. It's not real beef. You're not eating beef. You're eating. You really don't want to hear what you're really eating because I'm gonna blow people's minds. But if you look it up yourself, go on YouTube and punch in human meat in McDonald's food. Okay, there you're eating. Why do you think a whole bunch of people go missing? With no trace. All these people that go missing with no trace, this is a whole nother topic, and it might be a little too out there for some folks, but all you have to do is research what I'm saying. If you believe me, research it, okay?
Hold on, Kiel. Please tell me that Big Mac that I had about, the last Big Mac I had about 6 years ago, that little boy that I saw in the back of that milk cart wasn't a part of Big Mac. Please don't tell me that.
It might be. Thousands of people of color go missing, especially children.
Yes, we do know this.
Thousands of people of color go missing without a trace. You know what I'm saying? If people really knew what this government was up to, oh man, you would just want to kill yourself and not want to be here no more. Not saying to do that. That's not what I'm telling people to do. That's how you
come
feel.
On, shorty.
That's how. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Some people that thing would be too much for them to wrap their brains around. They'd be like, I can't. I don't want to be here anymore, man.
Get your life together, kill yourself.
No, don't get your life together to kill yourself. Get your life together because you don't want to be dependent on the government and the system for anything. You don't want them to hold your medicine to, quote-unquote, ease the symptoms. But easing the symptoms is just patching you up. It's not taking care of the main problem. You know what I mean?
Right. Talk to me about symptoms.
Okay, well, majority of the drugs that people get from doctors are drugs that suppress the disease. You don't need to suppress the disease. You need to remove the disease, you know? So when they give you these drugs to ease the symptoms of the diabetes or ease the symptoms of low blood pressure or ease the symptoms of your migraine or whatever, let's not pack it up. Let's find the root of the problem. Hit it from the root. Because a lot of these other ailments that we have, number one is stress. Number two is your diet. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, stress can kill you, people. Stress can kill you because when your mind is not at ease and your stress levels are high, it takes a toll on your body. So that's why you get problems with your heart. You get problems
headaches.
You know, all kinds of things. You'll have anxiety. You'll have, you know, it's a whole bunch of different things that you're, that's how your body's dealing with the stress because your mind's not at ease. You know, we also live in a society where they provoke you to be stressed because if you can't pay a bill or if you can't, you know what I'm saying, a credit card's harassing you, that stresses you out. Credit cards, you got to receive their money whether you pay them or not. But that's another story. We're going to stick to the topic. So, you know what I mean? Stress is number one main problem in our community that's making us sick. And then when we get close to, you know, looking to Mother Nature or looking for a natural cure. You know, our great-great-grandmothers, they believed in their herbs.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They believed in their teas and all that. And it worked, you know?
And to I'm sorry, I was going to jump real quick and say, and to kind of preface what you're saying, is that I think that part of that microwave mentality won't allow most people that have been raised in that fashion. It won't allow them to have the patience to say, hey, the herbs ain't going to work overnight. Let me repeat that, people. No herb is going to work overnight unless you're rolling it up. That's all the wine knows. You know what I'm saying? That'll work instantaneously.
That'll work you within three pulls. Now let me
know what I'm saying? Right. That's what the doctor orders. But, But the point is, we need to have the mentality and the patience, you know what I'm saying, to say, okay, if there is a herb or if there is a natural substance that could help me, I know I first detoxify my body, but I have to also have the mental patience to wait to see if it's going to work.
Right.
You know, because think about it. If you're used to just taking the aspirin, you know what I'm saying, and the headache is gone a couple of hours later, a couple of minutes later, whatever, then that's what you're expecting from anything that you take after that point.
Correct. Correct. Right. I also have to throw this in.
Sure.
For those people that are taking medicine from the doctor for whatever reason, I'm not advising you to stop everything you're doing and jump on some, you know, some natural medicine because you don't want to put your body in that shock, which might end up making things worse. You want to do it under the guidance of a medical professional, you know what I'm saying? And let them know, and they'll try to, you know, doctors are not going to volunteer certain things to you unless you bring it up. So they're not programmed and trained to go to medical school to tell you, hey, why don't you just make some freaking cinnamon tea every night so you can get rid of your effing high blood pressure or diabetes? They're not going to tell you that, but if you bring it up to them, either they are aware of it, and they'll be like, okay, well, you could try this, but I would advise you to, like, you know, go down to take your dosage down to one pill a day, and we'll take the milligrams of your dosage, you know, whatever, whatever. So I'm not telling people to stop taking your prescription drugs, right, you know, quit cold turkey and jump on natural medicine unless you are, you know, under the guidance of a medical professional. You know what I mean? I don't want people to mess themselves up because they heard me say this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? You have to do everything under the guidance of a medical professional. You have to get the another medical professional, and if they're telling you something you're not feeling, then go to another medical professional.
That's,
you know,
right.
Second, third, fourth, fifth opinion, whatever you got to do. You know what I mean? But it is but most you, important thing is to detox your body. You have to cleanse your colon, cleanse your kidneys, cleanse your gallbladder, cleanse your blood, cleanse all your organs. All your organs are not working properly because they are filled with chemicals and toxins, and it's slowing down the natural process of removing the toxins, you know what I mean, in your body. Our body is built to naturally heal itself. You know what I mean? Being a human is amazing. Our bodies is built to back in the day, they used to live to over 100 years old. They didn't have microwaves. They didn't have freaking vaccines. And no, by the way, say no to vaccines. Don't vaccinate your kids. Okay, we'll get into that later. Okay.
Yes, we'll definitely touch that one. Yes, we'll definitely touch that one. Go ahead.
Yes. vaccinate your baby, don't you vaccinate. We'll get into that later. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, they didn't have vaccines. They didn't have, you know, Percocet. They didn't have, you know, this
right.
drug that people taking now that's making, that's killing people. The drugs is killing people. Over-the-counter drugs mixed with, you know, something that it was some vitamins this girl took, and she went and ate some shrimp or some lobster, and it didn't cooperate with her, and blood started pouring out her nose and her ears, and she died.
What?
Yeah.
Died from shrimp.
That's crazy. Yeah, so you have to be careful what you're putting in your body. You don't want a chemical reaction which can cause you to, whew, God forbid, lose your life or end up in the hospital with more drama. You know what I mean?
Right.
You do need to know that there is a natural cure, and you do, you know, and you, that for everything that you're going through or, you know, runs in your, what is it when they say something runs in your family, when it's hereditary, you know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
can stop the cycle. It's only hereditary because nobody's doing natural cures.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So
that's right.
if you take it upon yourself to research things and, you know, drink the teas that's going to clean out your system, clean out your blood, clean out your gallbladder, you know, clean out your liver, all your organs has to, you know, you have to remove all the toxins in your organs. Now, I have something that I've been taking for the past month called Tangy Tangerine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it gives me energy and it cleans out the toxins in my system. I'm not going to lie, my pee-pee looks a little condensed.
Condensed?
No. My urine looks a little condensed. I drink nothing but water all day. So if my urine, and the Tangy Tangerine, it has like an orangey color because, you know, tangerine. So I'm not going to lie, my urine looks a little concentrated or whatever, but I am trusting, and it's kind of pricey. I think it's $75 for a month supply. It is kind
mm-hmm.
of pricey, but you know what? Your health should definitely be an investment. You know, your health should be a priority. So if you could, you know, spend $75 on shrimp dinner and whatnot, you should be able to put that towards your health. You know, and I've been losing weight. I'm a little fluffy. I'm a little on the fluffy side. You know, I'm not gonna lie. And I've been fluffy all my life. You know
Shout
what I mean?
Shout out to the fluffy girl.
Shout out to the meaty mamas. Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
And you know, and I've lost 30-something pounds.
Okay.
You know,
Wonderful.
And I'm not dieting. I'm not gonna say I'm dieting and I'm juicing. I should be. You know, I'm eating normally. I didn't switch up my diet drastically, but I have incorporated the Tangy Tangerine every morning, and I do it on an empty stomach, you know, and it's best if you do it on an empty stomach. And I also do it with warm water because it'll dilute the powder easier,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's, you know, you can find different other products out there that can help you remove the toxins out your body. That's not the only one, but I'm just saying that's what I use. I was just, you know, giving people an idea where to start. If they were interested
right.
in doing, you know, taking these steps to cleanse their body and remove the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, also there's the onion under the foot. You slice the onion up.
Hold up. Before you got to that one, that's the one I wanted you to go into. But before you get to that one,
mm-hmm.
I got to get inside. Let's pay a couple of bills right quick. You are tuning in to the My Skin. My Skin is
my
skin.
My Skin is My Sin.
There it is. Say it like you mean it. There you go.
I always mean it, baby.
Oh, I know.
My skin is my skin. In America, that's how they look at us. So that's why it's titled that, because it's metaphorical for people of color, the brothers
right.
and the sisters, the queens and the kings. All right, I'm being too much, but whatever. Everybody know I got jokes. So,
yeah. She does. But, yeah, and on top of that, hey, check out the website, get some good music, get some shirts, get some hoodies. It's all goodies.
Yeah, to support Black business.
A little bit of money.
Yep, I wore my skin outfit today. I had my RBG sneakers on.
I saw you. I saw your picture looking all fluffy. I saw you all fluffy.
I do fluffy, baby.
Huh.
Yeah, so they have clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You watch yourself, fool. Yeah, now they have clothes, shoes, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters. So if you check out the website, myskinismysin.com, you'll be able to
right.
support Black business and feel empowered.
Yeah, last time I checked, I think he might even have some kids you can adopt on there. Man has everything on that site, so y'all check it out.
Oh, you got the they got kids for adoption. Oh, dang.
Hey, that's why I
cover all bases.
I know, right?
You know, because I love kids. I love kids, baby. Kills love the kids. You know, kids love the kids. So, you know, so. Yes, I do.
But, hey, all of our callers listening, y'all press 1 if you want to jump in, add anything. If you know any quick detoxification methods that you've used in the past that works for you, hey, press 1, jump in, and share it with the community.
Or you could jump in and ask a question, and, you know, Brother Jack and I will do our best to answer it to the best of our knowledge.
Yup. Now, the one that you was about to, the detox method that you were about to introduce, I want you to talk a little bit about it. And then I actually tried it, and I'll tell you my experience with it. So please, go ahead and share that.
All right. The thing is with the red, okay, there's onions. Onions is also a natural cure. Now, there's the white onion, the red onion. The red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Than the regular white onions or yellow onions or whatever. So if you get the red onion, you slice a little, you know, you slice a ring and you put it under your foot before you go to bed. That onion is going to soak up in your body through the bottom of your feet. And that is one of the best ways. It's not the most, you know, inviting way.
Right. You're going to have some soggy socks. No doubt.
Yeah, so, yeah, you don't, yeah. So that is one of the best ways. You could even do that, like, if you're sick and you have a cold or a flu and you don't want the cold to come in full blast on you, or you're starting to feel a little itch in your throat. You know when you get that little itch when you're starting to get sick, baby? You know what I'm talking about, Brother Jack?
Thinking about calling in tomorrow, shit. Tell me about it. What do I do?
Yeah, so if you get that little itch in your throat and then you feel like you're about to get sick, you can either do one or two things or two things. You could get you some pineapple juice or some pineapple, some fresh pineapple, because pineapples have 200% more vitamin C. And they are... So you can get some pineapple juice from Dole, or you can make it yourself. Use Dole. Sometimes I don't got time to make it. If you eat no freaking from your body because you built for this, you know what I mean? And the other thing with the onion, if you feel like you got a little cold or a little to your throat, like you're about to go to bed, slice off a freaking onion and put it on the bottom of your foot. Put it on the bottom of your foot and put a sock on to keep it there and go night-night. And when you wake up, you should be feeling better. So,
now,
yeah.
My experience with that, I actually did that for the last time you suggested that. I actually did that, and I did that for like, honestly, I think I might have missed like 2 days. But I did it consistently for about a month.
Okay.
And again, besides the, you know, besides the, you know, soggy socks and stuff like that, yes, if you take the onion and you slice it, you don't have to slice it thick, people. Slice it.
No, you don't gotta make a big old thick slice, no.
Right. And you slice it to where it covers every, what covers your toes or whatever stuff and around the base of your foot, and then you slide your sock on top. Now, again, your socks are going to get wet. But if you think about the dynamics and how an onion works, even when you bring an onion close to your eyes, it opens up your tear ducts and it makes you cry. So it's the same thing. It's just open up the ducts that are in the bottom of your feet. Because if you think about it, you walk upright.
Right.
You walk upright. So, of course, the toxins are going down. You know, when you take a duct, it don't go upright. It don't go up. It comes down. So
all your toxins. It settles.
Right. And it settles. Right. So if you think about it, all your stuff is settled at the bottom of your feet. Now, if you have hammer time, you probably wear socks anyway. So you might as well go and throw some onions up in that joint. You know what I'm saying? And try to get
now
something going on.
Now you're going to have some onion and bunions. Good Lord.
Hey, you know, but yeah, now if your feet smell like corn chips, I wouldn't try it. You know what I'm saying? That means you don't have too many different smells going on and your love life might suffer. But, you know, as long as you have good health, you can live long enough to have a longer love life. So, you know, that's how that one goes. But, yeah, it actually, I wouldn't say the first week though I felt like this great sensation where I felt better. You know, and I don't even know if it was psychological that I was doing it, so I was expecting.
Well, they say you actually feel the toxins being removed out your body. If you're in tune with your body like most people
right.
should be, they say you mm-hmm. can actually feel the toxins leaving your body.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. When I got to about the third week, I did it consistently. That's mm-hmm. about the right before the third week, I actually started feeling like, okay, what's going on here? But see, at the same time, I started back to juicing. I noticed that my feet were starting to feel a lot softer. You know what I'm
Ooh.
Saying? And I noticed that, okay, yeah, there's something to this.
Yeah.
There's definitely something to this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it made me even a little bit more curious. I think another thing that you said that was good for detoxing, what was the nurse? Shout out to Lady T, she's out there. But,
Nurse T, my sister from another mister. I love you, girl.
That was my
partner in crime for real. Okay, I'm sorry.
we gotta find her. But garlic mixed with hot tea and honey.
Garlic is another thing you could put on the bottom of your feet, but it's a little smaller, so it'll cover a smaller
right.
area, so it's better to use the onion. The onion will cover a larger mass at the bottom of your foot. Yes, garlic is also good. Garlic and onions are in the same family. They're like distant cousins of them, and they have
right.
a lot of the same healing properties.
Now, understand garlic has a different type of taste, people. So if you mix garlic with tea, it's not going to taste like Lipton. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to
mm-hmm.
have no green tea, oh, this is great. No, this shit is not that great, but it's helpful. You know, those are tiny sacrifices that you make once you decide to buy into your long-term health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, again, when we tend to look at things and we say, okay, if I get older and I get sick, there's a pill for that, so I'll be okay. If I get high blood pressure, I'll be okay. But
right.
while we're still young, we got to start
mm-hmm.
developing a mentality.
Prevention, people. Prevention. Don't wait till arthritis kick in. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait
right.
till, you know, thing happens. Especially if you have something that's hereditary in your family. Don't wait for you to be struck with it to finally decide, all right, damn, I got to change my eating habits. I got to start taking
mm-hmm.
natural cures and blah, 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 blah. Don't wait. Prevention is the best way to not have to deal with catching, an ailment or a disease. You know what
right.
I mean? There's natural cures. You, like, even if you have AIDS, HIV, and all these other diseases that they say is incurable, and once you got it, that's it, you're stuck, herpes and all these different things, you can cure it. All you got to do is
mm-hmm.
research. You know?
And it's
that's
funny you said that.
Medical businesses, you know, just do research. Be like, natural cure for herpes, natural cure for, for AIDS. Natural, just punch it
mm-hmm.
in. Go to Google and punch it in, and you'll see a whole bunch of different things that pop up. You know, and you'll be able to, like, make it work, you know, make it do what it do. You know?
And, you know, it's so funny that you said that because, to me, that's what screwed it up, for the
mm-hmm,
pharmaceutical
mm-hmm.
company. I think when the pharmaceutical company, you know who messed it up for the pharmaceutical company?
What's that? For the Jackson?
Magic Johnson.
I was ready.
Easy E straight company. I knew you were. You know, Easy E died from AIDS. We know many people have passed away from this horrible man-created disease.
Yes.
We know
it
this.
Is a man-made disease. It is.
Of course it is. And even in this day and age, you would be surprised how many people are still ignorant to the fact that they think it's all conspiracy theory. You know, it was
mm-hmm.
definitely monkey. You know, it was definitely monkey. That came out of Africa. That came from monkeys. I've heard black people say that shit.
Listen, I'm Haitian,
crap.
And they had the nerve to say that it came from Haiti. That was very, very, very disrespectful to my people. Like, we just can't get a break. We always got to go through something.
Right.
But all right, go ahead. I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to get
but
all
see, that's part of that. That's part of systematic mindset to where, okay, these are the lowest, these are the most evil, this is where all the problems come from, they come from here. And this is how those different industrial complexes work together to keep that one segment poor.
Mm-hmm,
that's what they're
mm-hmm.
going to do. So tonight,
mm-hmm.
we're going to show y'all how to feed yourself. First of all, don't believe everything you see online. You know, if you see something that says detox kills, begs you, I beg you, please talk to your doctor. If you don't have a doctor, right.
Research,
if you don't have a doctor, research.
Research, research, research. And if you guys have any questions, you can always go on Facebook and ask questions, and I'll be able to, I love helping people, so I'll be able to help you and guide you and, you know, help you figure out what's the best step or the best thing you should do. You know what I mean? Or I could send you the, I got to find the link, but it's the link for the magic detox elixir with the thing I was saying that it had ginger, garlic, freaking onions, apple cider vinegar, I'm sorry. You know, it had a whole bunch of different mixtures, and you got to let it sit and shake it. You got to shake it every day. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little strong. I'm probably a little scared. I'm probably a little scared to drink. I ain't going to front. I'm a drama queen, too, so I'll probably be out on the floor like, oh, my God, mommy, you know. You know, if you don't mind spicy, because I don't even like spicy food. I know I'm Haitian, but I don't like spicy food. If you like spicy food and you don't mind a little kick, you could take a little throw it back, like glup, glup, you know?
Go put on James Brown.
And make it do what it do. It's antibacterial, antifungal, a whole bunch of anti-stuff. I can't think of all the words right now. You know, you know the freaking word. I can't get it out right now. But it's very powerful, and it's a good, and it's strong. Yeah. Man, I ain't ready for that one.
What about peppers?
See, definitely.
I want to talk about different ways, different inexpensive ways that people can readily try to start that process of detoxification. Because, again,
cayenne pepper.
You have to do, cayenne pepper, that's one. Correct.
Cayenne pepper. I used to do this thing with cayenne pepper and hot water, and I used to shit in a water bottle, and it helps with your, you know, your digestive, and it helps you lose weight. I am not going to lie, I got tired of drinking it, and the cayenne pepper didn't really dissolve, and it was all coagulating and congregating at the bottom of the water and all that, so I kind of got turned off of drinking it.
Coagulated, so, congregate. I want the
Yeah, you know. So me, I make up my own words. It may not apply the way it normally should be applied, but I'm going to make that's what I do because I'm killed. Yeah. So,
come on, you know I know that.
I know I'm in law, but the callers don't
Let
know.
Them know that. Let them
yeah,
know that. I got
I'm letting
got
them
you.
Know that. Yeah, callers
right,
don't know
right.
me like that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I got my own words.
Yeah.
I got my own language, and then you know I make it do what it do. But you know I really wish our people would wake up and realize that time is now. Time is of the essence.
Yes.
You know when stuff really hits the fan. You know what I mean. What if you got to run to the woods and hide and you know, try to survive? You got to be able to see if something is wrong, you could spot the herb, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of a headache the other day. Now, not everybody may know this, but not plants and vegetable foods and Mother Nature, not only do they have medicinal properties, there's also magical properties. And I had took some rue. You ever heard of rue? R-U-E?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I have. Actually, I've heard of
it. I had took some rue. Now, this is so simple. So simple. I had took some rue, and I took a wet bounty towel. And I was, you know, I wet it. Now, water also, listen, I'm into, you know, energy. So I do everything with the power of my words. Even if I drink a cup of water. I'm focusing on health, healing, you know, whatever. Water has consciousness. It can hold the power and the intention of your words. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to the water in the bounty, and I was like, you're going to soothe my headache. You know what I mean? Then I took a pinch of rue. It's dry herb.
Okay.
I took a pinch of rue. It's a dry herb. I had the dry herb, I should say. It's not a dry herb. It could come fresh or dry. But I took a pinch of rue, and I spoke to the rue, and I activated it. You can activate just about everything with your words. People don't know that their words are that powerful. So I activated the rue, and I said, you're going to soothe my headache. And I put it inside the wet bounty, and I folded the bounty up, you know, like, ba-bow, you know? Just like when you get your money, when you get your paper money, you fold it up, right? So I folded the bounty up, bow, and then I put it on my headache.
I kid you not, within 3 seconds, I felt no more headache.
Really? 3 seconds?
Really, 3 seconds. And it's not, you didn't have to take put no damn chemical in your body. You didn't have to go lay down and let these motherfucking painkillers kick in. You know, you just take a roux, you just take some dry roux, some wet paper towels, you know, and you also have to speak to the water. The water can retain consciousness. You understand?
Okay.
And, you know, I squeezed out the excess water so I wouldn't be dripping and running water all over my face and forehead. So I squeezed out the excess water, and I put the pinch of roux in between, folded it up. Like, you know, like when you're about to roll a blunt, you fold it, and I'm not. So put it right on my forehead in the affected areas on the right side of my head, and my headache was completely gone. I'm not going to lie. And I wouldn't lie to my people. I love y'all mofos. I love y'all.
So you know? Take you a pinch of the roux and stick it in your stick it in your boo and listen to the woo, and your headache will go.
I don't know what he just said, but... I don't know what he just said, but, I'll post up the directions. I'll post up the directions and...
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, Brother Joseph. He's sending me different links. It's Luli Tonics. It's a charcoal elixir. He sent me a link for the Black Magic Activated Charcoal Elixir. Ooh, sounds fun.
That's what's up.
And Dr. Oz 48 Weekend Cleanse. So,
who
I'm going to
say
Dr. Oz Joseph, Brother Joseph sent that. You know Brother Joseph
right.
from my skin is my skin. You know that's
you
my that's my
skin.
Yeah, my little Facebook.
You know that's the signal for us doing a commercial, right? Go ahead, do the next commercial.
Yeah, that's my little, that's one of my FB boo-boos. That's one of my FB
okay.
boo-boos.
All right.
So, yeah, he just sent me two things, and I'm going to post it up in the group.
Okay.
You know, I would just want my folks to, you know, wake up and get their stuff together. You know, get yourself together, because it's not a game. You know, we're dying younger and younger. We're not supposed to be dying at 40. We're not supposed to be dying at 50. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's
when you
right.
have grandkids, you want to live long to see your grandbabies. Or if you don't have grandkids, you want to at least live long enough to at least see them, you know? And
that's
meet
the whole,
them
yeah.
and say hi and play with them and buy them something for Christmas or something, too. You know? So we're not supposed to be dying at the age. Well, you know what I mean. Come on, stop playing. Okay. But, you know, we're not supposed to be dying of heart failure at the age of 42. That's freaking ridiculous, people.
That's true.
That's called negligence.
But then we have to be realistic too, Kills, and in saying
yeah.
what we did earlier about the different industrial complexes and just the way that this entire system works to keep
mm-hmm.
the to keep us in a place of where we're at right now. I think that we have to acknowledge the fact that I think the biggest war that we have is changing the mentality.
Yeah, that is a
you
big
know,
thing.
And then,
too.
And definitely the economic situation. You know, you can't assume that everybody can go out to Whole Foods and they can afford to buy
right.
all this fresh produce. You know, it's just not feasible.
But you could start with your own herb garden on your windowsill, and that'll be a start. There's also a filtration system to grow plants indoors in small areas called aquaponics.
Mm-hmm.
Not hydroponics, people. Aquaponics, not hydroponics. You people, come on. There is a difference. Now, aquaponics is powered by, I believe, live fish, and the fish activates the water to keep the plants fresh and growing and blooming. And, you know, you don't need to have a backyard or, you know, you could do it in the corner of, you know, some room in your house. It's small.
Mm-hmm.
It's built for people who have no room or no space. You could pretty much start growing all your own herbs and, you know, vegetables and stuff like that. And in your own home without worrying about, oh, my goodness, I got to run to the farmer's market and go get some bananas and go get some peppers,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, you know, you just pretty much grow your own fruits and vegetables. And then let me tell you something, people, there is nothing like cooking or eating something that you grew. That is an amazing feeling. I have some green peppers that I grew, and I'm be chopping them up, putting them in my omelet, and putting them in my stewed chicken and stuff like that, you know? So it's amazing when you grow your own food and you just be like, wow, I grew this. It's a different sense of accomplishment that not many people in the city side can ever experience or understand.
Right. And then also, let me
about everything.
And then also, I mean, and this, and then we also have to understand, we have to also embrace older information. You know, we know by now, you know, fried foods, that's high cholesterol. You know, those things will definitely rise, you know, they'll definitely have a long-term effect on your arteries, on breathing. You know, we all know that if you drink a lot, you know what I'm saying, it's going to mess up your liver. A lot of this stuff is truly, truly, truly common sense. That's why I say that most of it goes back to just changing the habit, you know, realizing that, okay, I've been doing this for a while, but if I want to take an earnest investment on the amount of time I have left on this planet, then it might be time to change just one or two habits. You know, and that's the thing. Once you embrace,
that.
All right, I'm surprised nobody's hit one. You think it's because we start this thing at the last minute? You think it's because, you know,
maybe they just maybe they don't know and they just want to listen and be informed as opposed to giving their own testimony, because they may not have their own testimony to give. They just want to be informed.
That's true. So the melanated people, let me say this to you also, drink plenty of water. Leave that soda alone.
Yes. And speaking of
most sodas contain carbonation. Go ahead.
And aspartame, which causes Parkinson's disease and dementia and, okay, we're not even going to get into that. It causes a whole bunch of long-term effects that will hit you when you get freaking old, okay?
And high fructose corn syrup, those things, that's what hardens the arteries. That's artificial sugar. And anything, sucrose, fructose, any of those oses.
Anything with a fructose or oxose, whatever the hell.
Right. Those are synthetic sugars. Exactly.
Yep. So if you, there's natural sugar, natural brown sugar, and there's natural sugar that's not bleached. It has a different color and a different texture. It might be a little bit more. Now, you people gotta understand, everything that's more affordable is not more healthy. There's a reason why. There's a reason why there's a dollar menu at McDonald's, and you want to get a salad. First of all, don't get no salad from McDonald's. They spray that stuff with chemicals to make it look fresher, longer.
Nothing.
Yo, you could be eating filet mignon, but if you get it from McDonald's, it's like eating it in a sewer. Hello?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's a reason why junk food is more affordable as opposed to food that is good for you and that, you know, that is really good for you, that can, because you are what you eat. If you're eating death, you're not allowing yourself to live the proper lifespan. You're not giving yourself the proper lifespan that you deserve.
That is true.
You're eating death. You're eating a dead carcass. Just because you cook it and season it and throw some ketchup and hot sauce on it, it's still a dead carcass. It's a low vibration, and we're eating food with low vibration that makes us vibrate on a low frequency, which makes us sick, which makes us more susceptible to, you know, all these different ailments, the migraines, the allergies, the all these different ailments that affect us as melanated people in the, you know, as in the melanated community.
So
we really do have to realize when we eat all natural stuff, that's our body is processing that, and that's what our body is going to be, all natural. Your complexion will change. You
that
know, your hair, and your nails will get stronger. You know what I mean? But you also got to remember to detox. Let's not forget, because we all have these toxins in our bodies from when we were not being conscious of what we eat, that are still lingering and slowing up our organs from doing their job.
It's just like plumbing, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. So we definitely have to make sure, thank you, we definitely have to make sure that we are more health conscious. You know, I know we program to eat ribs and pork chops and, you know, ham hocks and all these different things, you know, and these things were given to us during the slave trade, and it just got passed down from generation to generation. They gave us the worst of the animal. They gave us the worst animal and the worst of the worst animal. So that's why black folks love eating pigs, eat chitlins, freaking pig ears, pig snout, all this. What the heck? Why is the pig the only animal that black folks eat everything on it?
Chicken.
Uh-uh. It's chicken. Not as bad with chicken. Nobody eats fried chicken head.
Depends on where you at.
I mean, please. If it's for survival, I get it. I ain't mad. I ain't hating.
Right.
Because, no, survival's mug, you know?
Well, but, if you think about it, that's what it was with them as well, Kills, because then, you know, you're right. They threw away those parts of the pig, but you remember that even back then, our people ate like yams. They ate like
they ate from the earth.
They ate from the earth, right. But it was when
agriculture fed us.
Right, right. But it was
you
when
know?
That – and nobody's saying, y'all, don't nobody start posting, like, what y'all trying to say. They wasn't eating meat in Africa. They wasn't – come on, man. Of course we're not saying that. We're saying that it was still a different time, a different appreciation, because even in Africa, you could kill your meat. You didn't have to sit there and pick what parts you could eat.
Yep.
You know, then they were just throwing you the leftovers, so you had to make the most out of it. So that's the difference. You had
it
to make the most out of it.
Disgusting gruel.
Right, but how do I
together.
Nourish my kids? How do I nourish my kids in this godforsaken hellhole that we're living in? So I respect that. But now it's time for us to evolve and continue to evolve and replace some of that foolery that we was eating and replace that with more healthy things. So I would tell anybody, if you have healthier options, definitely go for them. If your pockets don't dictate that, then there are definitely other healthy alternatives that are out there. There are low-calorie, low-cost meals.
Cook with coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
The oil that we use is killing us, too.
Yes.
That corn oil, the best replacement for oil is coconut oil, organic coconut oil. You can use it in your hair. It'll make your hair. Coconut oil can do everything. You can do oil pulling with it to clean out your gums and your teeth and remove the toxins in your gums and teeth. If you have teeth like a toothache or you have bad teeth or problems with your mouth, you can do coconut oil for oil pulling. Oil pulling is the coconut oil. When you buy it, it comes solidified, like, you know, solid, and once you liquefy it, it'll liquefy in your mouth. Shut up, stop being a perv. It'll liquefy in your mouth. When it liquefies in your mouth, you swish it around for 5 minutes, and coconut has a magnet for toxins. You know what I mean?
Let's hear it for Kills and Coconut.
Mind you, I don't like the taste of coconut, which is Haitian. I know it's bugged out because Haitians love coconut and spicy food, but I'm just not into spicy food or coconut. But whatever, I would have to mix my coconut water with something. I can't drink raw coconut water because I'm gagging. I'm like, bleh. It's a fire
taste. It's not
that bad. Well, if you like coconut and it works for you, by all means, love your coconuts, baby. But me, coconuts don't cooperate with my taste buds, so I got to mix it with something else, probably some pineapple juice, some pina colada. I'll just make my own little bootleg virgin pina colada or something, you know, and then make it do what it do. So I'm doing two things that's good. The pineapple is good and the coconuts is good. And you mix them together, you know, you're doing your body that much more justice.
Okay.
No?
What would we say, and wrapping and trying to bring all this up to a head, what would we say to someone that definitely, you know, found themselves in a position where they knew that they had to start making some life changes and those things start, you know, definitely to address the health? Where would you start? You know, if you're just walking in the door, let me give you the metaphor. Hold on. Open the door, close it. Just walking in the door. Hey, I'm taking my shit serious from now on. Locking the door, locking all that stuff behind me. What do I do once I cross that threshold? What's the first thing I need to do?
Your diet. You got to do the transition. The best diet is to be vegan. But some people still like cheese and eggs, like me. I'm not going to lie. I love me some eggs, cheese, and grits, baby. I'm not going to lie. You know.
Okay.
But your diet is number one. Remove the toxins out your body. Make sure you're consuming nothing but water or natural juices that you make yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stay hydrated. Keep your body hydrated. That's very important. And coconut water is a good fluid to hydrate your body because it comes with electrolytes, natural electrolytes. First thing, and, you know, you got to start making, it's not going to be easy, you know, but you got to start baby stuff. So maybe instead of getting the burger, you get a salad.
Right.
You know? Instead of getting the pizza, you get a smoothie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
baby
stuff.
Small things, right?
Yeah, it's baby
right.
stuff you gotta take. It's baby steps you gotta take to make sure that you make your health a priority. We need to make our health a priority. A lot
right.
of people, we don't eat for health reasons. We eat taste. I sound like my brother right now because my brother's always getting on me because I put ketchup on everything.
You're not really in the case.
I like ketchup.
Ketchup on.
I mean, I like ketchup. I can't eat no dry egg sandwich. Damn it. Okay? But you have actual ketchup. Oh, my God, I got to find the link and I'll post it up for you. You can actual ketchup. That's healthy and good for you, you know? And
no.
It's,
no. No,
yes,
no kills,
can.
No. No kills,
yes,
no.
You can.
Tomatoes,
yes, you can.
Tomatoes, the red,
it comes
the tomatoes. No, tomatoes,
you know,
is the best thing for you.
Okay, tomatoes is the best thing for you. And I tried to replace ketchup. I remember when I did this, oh, my God. I did this three-week, 21-day no candy, no fried foods, this like a healthy challenge, right? No soda, nothing. But I've been there with soda years ago, so it wasn't hard for the soda. But no candy,
right.
No sugar, nothing. And not even ketchup, nothing. I was like, oh, my God, my feelings are hurt. I felt like my knees was getting weak and I was about to drop. And I was like, no ketchup. Oh, Lord, that's going to be hard. That's going to be hard. So I replaced ketchup with a slice of tomato. And it had a different taste, but it was still tolerable to eat. You know what I mean?
It was tolerable or it was intolerable?
No, it was tolerable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that means I was able to eat.
Now, here you go, like I didn't comprehend what you were saying.
It.
Come on. Here
you
go. I know.
Yeah, so I replaced my ketchup with a slice of tomato, and it turned out pretty good. Turned out pretty good. And I had to sprinkle some garlic powder on it just a little bit, you know. I have my little ways of accommodating my taste. So I could make something more bearable to eat. Because I'm not going to lie. I'm somebody that if it don't taste right, I don't want to eat it, and I'm not going to enjoy it. And it's now as an adult that I'm like, no, F that. You going to drink it because it's good for you. F what it tastes like. You better get away. You better find your way around it. You know what I'm saying?
I've said that before.
Shut up. Oh, my goodness.
You must have been listening outside my window one day. Let me also say this. Why do you think people, especially with juicing and stuff, why do you think people don't understand or appreciate the fact that most of the nutrients are actually inside the skin? Like, especially with tomatoes. They know that tomatoes, the red color in tomatoes is the thing, the property that fights cancer. And they know this.
And peppers, peppers have more vitamin C than oranges. Yellow and orange peppers have more vitamin C than oranges.
Even y'all, something as simple as lemon. You see how they put like lemon zest on things? Lemon skins. Cucumber skins. Cucumbers, period. All these things are good. They're good for blood circulation, good for blood flow.
Right.
All these things are.
Right. Exactly. The problem with that is that it's hard for people to welcome.
Also to welcome what's up in you?
Lifestyle.
Oh, different lifestyle.
A lot of people eat for taste.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people, they feel, oh, ain't nobody. So, if we did eat this stuff, we would be so much more healthier. You know, it's not easy. I know, growing up as a kid, you know, I love my hot dogs, I love my pizza, you know, and to now, all your life you've been eating this stuff and you love it because it tastes so good. But, right. You know, to mentally prepare yourself, I'm going to eat more.
You still there?
Uh-oh, did she get dropped? Kills?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, couldn't hear you.
I don't know. My phone needs white Jesus or something. It's acting up. So,
can you please hold your phone? Well, I will say hold up in the air. You got to hold it down a little bit. Hold your phone up in there. Hold it down and pray. Do a little prayer for white Jesus, and hopefully your transistors will be fixed, you know.
I'm going to take my headset out and put the phone to my ear and radiate my brain for the rest of the show. Because apparently my headset is not allowing me to speak without, you know, breaking up. So, you know, my phone needs Jesus or something. So, you know, it's all right. So I'm going to make it do what it do, you know.
But you want to clown me about my headset. Okay.
No, I was clowning your mic. It's a difference. And I'm... Never mind. So,
can't clown my mic, girl. You better watch yourself. But
nah,
see,
that's why I stopped saying it, because I'm where we're going with that.
Exactly.
I,
you know you can't
I'm,
clown my mic, girl. That's
I'm
right.
Team perv. I'm not going to lie. I'm team perv. I have a perverted mind, and, okay, it's me, whatever. But might be because I'm so different. Hey, whatever. That's another story for another time. Hey, love you guys. All right, cool. So, yeah, a lot of people would rather eat for taste because they use food as a form of an enjoyment instead of a form of survival.
Right.
A lot of people eat till they belly full, and then they get the itis. You're not supposed
comfort.
To eat. Yeah, they're not supposed to eat till your belly full. You're supposed to eat just enough where you're not, your stomach's not growling anymore.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And
right.
you're not supposed to eat beef. And you're not. So the meat that we're eating is very tainted because they're feeding the meat GMO. Crops and the conditions that they keep the cattle in is very, very poor. Not only that. So when you're eating stressed, when the cow is stressed, that means the meat is diseased. So you're eating diseased meat. And this diseased meat is going into your body, and then your body's going to absorb this disease.
Right. And you can think of
you
that on
I mean?
The lines of, you know, if you walk into a situation with somebody and somebody's angry, and they try to, you know, try to put that anger on you. You know, it's called scapegoating, of course. It's just a transference of that same energy. That's what she was talking earlier about frequency. It's the same frequency. You're transferring a low frequency of meat, and you're incorporating that into your diet, and you're not realizing where exactly it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So that is so true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I be going. Yeah. So, like, you know, black folks, we love eating beef and pork and stuff like that, and where the meat is, they do things to the meat so it could look fresh. They do things to the meat. The meat is sick and diseased, and we're eating this stuff. But they do
right.
things. They cure it, and they do things to it to make it look fresh. And to you ever buy your package of beef, and it has that little pad on the bottom?
Uh-huh, of course.
That's part of the curing, so they can, you know, try to keep the meat fresh or try to cure the meat. That thing is like a little medicinal, I don't know the best terminology to use, but it's like a little medicinal little pack that they put on this meat, you know what I mean? And it's supposed
right.
to keep the meat fresh and, you know, for taste and all this stuff and for appearance and taste and all these things. And it has a lot of... Yeah, they bleach it, like flour is bleach, sugar is bleach, and you know black folks love their sweet-ass Kool-Aid. They be making that Kool-Aid when your face react to it. If your face don't react to it, it ain't sweet enough. Give me my iced tea, boo-boo. Give me my sweet tea, you know. It's
extra
like,
sweet.
We're,
extra sweet
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, we got
tea.
Extra sweet
right.
tea. We are programmed to do things in excess. And
they
we're programmed
sell
to,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they even sell it extra sweet. And we're
extra
also
sweet.
Programmed... And we're also programmed to live unhealthy. We live unhealthy by the stuff we see on TV, by the music we listen to, by the food we eat, by the environment
mm-hmm.
we live in. All these
right.
things have a lot to do with our health. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And a lot
right.
of people are not aware that, you know, of these other outside things can also affect your health. They think it's just stress and food. No, but, you know, the people you surround yourself with, the energy that you vibrate on,
yes.
you know, the like me, I'm always happy, cracking jokes, you know, even if I, you know, someone pissed me off, I always try to snap out of that because I don't want to dwell on that negative frequency, because I don't want that frequency, you know, because I'm a little intense. So when I get pissed, I'm an Aries, you know, sometimes I'll have violent thoughts, and I, you know, and I don't want to be thinking like that.
Violent Haitian. Can y'all picture that?
Haitians, hello. How did we get our freedom? You thought we got our freedom by praying and kumbayaing?
Of course
we was
did.
Chopping them heads off. We was chopping Whitey's heads off, okay? The French, there was French blood in them plantations, okay? Anyway, that's another story for another time. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we are programmed to not see these things as a component in our health or a component in our bad health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff you watch, if you're watching a whole bunch of ratchetry, low-frequency, negative images, that also affects your vibration, if you're vibrating high or low. You know what I mean? And majority of us vibrate on a low frequency, especially Black folks. You know what I mean?
Now,
we're surrounded by negativity.
That's true.
We're surrounded by negativity. And it's a lot of, excuse me, it's a lot of other things that affect us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it might stem. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's that. I'm gonna say it all stems from the slave trade. I'm gonna say that because before
I would
the slave
say that quite a bit. I'm not gonna be facetious to say that. I think that I'm definitely quite a bit.
What?
I'm gonna say quite a bit. Quite a bit, definitely. Definitely.
With Mother Nature.
Oops, we did, baby girl. We did not do a commercial. Y'all are listening too. I'm for all say it like kills. Can you please say that kills?
My skin.
And as you're listening to, the lovely Haitian sensation, Miss Kills and Brother Jack.
Brother
on this
Jack.
End of the microphone. We got about 10 minutes left. Yep, we got about 10 minutes left. So I tell you what.
Already?
Just, yeah,
hey,
sure. You know.
Yeah,
right.
Callers have anything they'd like to say or any last input or anything, whether it's a question, whether it's a suggestion,
right.
No matter what it is, you can press 1 and so you can speak live on air. Because,
right.
You know, we love the callers. Kills love the callers.
Love the callers. Or we can just mute all of y'all and make y'all for yourself, but you know. No, that's not going to be cool. We won't. We'll wait till we get to the Freaky Deaky show.
All right.
We'll
we're going to do a Freaky Deaky show.
Yeah,
that for some reason that Freaky Deaky show always gets the most attention when we've done it in the past. But whatever.
Yeah.
That means y'all are freaks in the melanated community. Y'all are freaky asses.
Right.
Oh, y'all are freaky asses. I'm part of it too. I'm a little freak. I don't care. Whatever. But I'm healthy. I'm still a bit. I'm not out there freaking off where every time they can hear me, you know. And allowing all these foreign demons, sexually transmitted demons to be living within me. No, I'm being good about it. I'm cool.
Well, I got a question to segue to the last point, then. Why do you think that people are, with all the information, all the technology, and all the things that are out there that is readily available at our hands, why do you think that people still allow themselves to, keep their frequency level so low? You know, if you know that eating healthy could possibly save your life, then why not make that first step to try to do it?
Because media, the TV,
mm-hmm.
the radio, all these outlets that we have as a form of entertainment are
right.
programming the frequency our brain is currently on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're watching TV, all we're going to see is commercials. Those commercials are subliminally planting, they're programming you. They're subliminally programming you. That's why they call it, we'll be back to your regularly scheduled program. All these
mm-hmm.
is a program. You know, even the slave trade is still a mental program amongst our people. You know what I mean? It's from everything. It's a combination of what we watch. It's a combination of what we listen to. It's a combination of our spirituality. You know, but that's
right.
Not a story. A lot of people gonna get mad, but I ain't gonna say none. Yeah, it's a combination of all these different things, mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying?
Association.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of different things that are making us unhealthy and that make us complacent with being unhealthy. We're complacent and don't even realize that we're complacent with being unhealthy.
That's true.
The awareness is not there. You know, it takes awareness to realize that there's a problem in order to address the problem, to fix the problem. So if the lack of awareness isn't there, then, you know, we definitely, you know, got our work cut out for us, you know?
Oh, I agree.
Because everything we do is passed down from generation to generation. It's up to us to break that cycle, you know?
There's an old saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
To say what?
Go ahead, say your old saying.
I was going to say it was the old saying I've heard, and it's that if you're in a room and you have four friends at school, and you miscount it. You get that?
Yep.
So the same thing as people with bad eating habits. If you're around home girls or homeboys or whatever, all they want to do is chase buffets, and, you know, when you ask them do they want to go walking and try to exercise or whatever stuff, and they're not supportive, or they're supportive for a little while, they might fall off. Then you have to change association, do something different.
Right. You know? Yeah. You might have to change your circle of friends. You know, if you make that decision to live a more conscious and healthier lifestyle, you know what I mean? You won't be able to do it still hanging out with the cats that's drinking 40s and smoking blunts.
Exactly.
You know?
You're gonna feel that pissed off, right?
Clown you for trying to make this decision, and then, you know, they're not going to support you, you know, and sooner or later you're going to feel like, what the hell I'm doing this for, you know, and you're not going to feel like, you're not going to have no motivation to do it. You're going to just be like, well, everybody else is doing this, so I'm going to just do what everybody else is doing.
Especially
if it's a habit you already had, you know, because they say old habits are hard to break, you know, so...
Really?
If you don't have the right support system behind you, you know, sometimes it's going to be harder to maintain this healthier lifestyle. It will be. I'm not going to lie. But if you had a whole bunch of people that was motivating and like come knock on your door, yo, homie, wake up. You know we going to the gym. Stop playing. You know?
Exactly.
And you don't want to be that cat that ain't make it to the gym because everybody going to clown you, you know? Like, yeah, you know, homie lifted 250. Yo, how much you lifting? You can't see if you ain't missed the gym. You know, now you're going to feel like, damn, yo, niggas ain't going to be clowning me. Fuck that shit. You know,
right.
So now you feel like you got something to prove. Yeah, now it's like you got a battery in your back. You know, you got something to prove now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, So
you know.
It's all just like when I gave up, I used to smoke cigarettes. And when I gave up smoking cigarettes, yeah, it was Newport. When I gave up smoking cigarettes, it was my choice to program my mind to feel disgusted by the taste, by the smell, by the habit. You know, and I was able to quit smoking cigarettes cold turkey. I haven't touched a cigarette. I'm not going to say how long because then y'all going to, you know my real aim. So, you know, and... you know what I mean? So I haven't touched a cigarette since. And it was me that programmed my mind to feel disgusted by the cigarettes, to hate the taste of it, to hate the smell of it. And it's all mind over matter. You can trick your mind to, you know what I'm saying, hate the things that you don't want to do anymore. But not everybody knows how to do that, so I'm not going to say y'all should do that, because unless you know how to do that, then, you know, I don't know, you're going to need support. Like, you know, when you go to shopping at the supermarket, don't go, you know, straight to, you know, where they have the cookies, the milk and huggies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, go get some whole grain. Like, a lot of people, when they get the munchies, they always want to munch on some cupcakes and some chips. You can get healthy snacks. You know, you can get some honey roasted peanuts, unsalted honey roasted peanuts or whatever. You know, you could get healthy snacks that taste even better, and you won't have the guilt that comes along with, you know, munching out on a whole bunch of crap you're not supposed to be eating. Because our body is supposed to process the food. When you're eating food that's already processed, it's like you're pretty much sticking your hand in the toilet, taking out the turd and eating it. You know what I mean?
Can you say that again? Can you say that one more time, please?
I got you, boo-boo, I got you. So our body is supposed to process the food we eat. But when we are purposely ingesting food that's pre-processed, that's pretty much like sticking your hand in the toilet, taking the turd out, and eating the turd.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? That's pretty much what you're doing to your body.
We process the food. We should not let the food process us. And that's perfect. That's perfect. Perfect.
Yep.
Because we'll process it. When it processes us, that's when you end up in the doctor's office. Hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
Hardened arteries.
Yep.
And every
yep.
other damnable thing that comes with that. But you're right. When we process it by ingesting the natural foods, we allow our bodies to process it. You'll have a natural bowel movement. You know, you won't have that upset stomach, headaches. The, you know, why am I having, you know, why is my skin dry? You know, some of those things can
mm-hmm.
slowly be addressed.
Yep.
Absolutely
yep.
wonderful.
Yep. You know?
Do your food. Don't let your food do you. All right. There you go.
Facts. Facts of life. Facts for life right there. Facts for life right there.
Yeah, like, yeah, like your boss says, facts. That's right. Facts. Goodness. F-A-C-K. I can't even spell. F-A-C-T-S. Facts. God doggone way.
I always say facts multiplied by more facts, you know, but that's beyond my little language and my own little hashtags and stuff. If you, you know, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you be peeping it, you be peeping it.
Man, you know, come on, man. I'm the meme jacker, you know that. I swipes all that, so, you know, I'm up on what you're doing.
You're definitely on top of the meme jacking game. I mean, I jack memes too, but you're the king of the meme jackers, you know. I be hyping memes here and there. You know, but it's cool.
Hey.
I'm not hating. I'm over here congratulating.
Well, thank you, friend. Thank you for your participation with that congratulations. I appreciate it. Well, yeah, we are rolling on 4 minutes. We want to thank, I definitely want to thank my boy Jobs and Sean and AJ arguing ass. I know you listen
and
to something
Joseph.
Out there,
and Joseph.
Why you name dropping? Come on, man. I said, Joe, why you telling that, getting that man government name out there?
He don't go by his government name?
You have to ask him. Assuming it is a government
he
name.
Did. Oopsie,
look,
my
assuming
bad.
Assuming we might have put him out there, right?
My bad. I'm sorry, boo-boo.
Well, hey,
my
man,
bad.
we definitely enjoyed the guest hosting, ain't no doubt about it.
Thank you to all the callers that are listening, and we're too shy to talk. I still love you guys. Y'all all my boo-boos.
Right. We'll make sure we have a little bit more time to, you know, really put it out there next time. But
we definitely got to be a little bit more organized.
No, we're organized as far as, you know, put it out there because this was a last-minute concept we kind of came up with, and thank goodness the guys are generous enough to let us get out there and put the information out there. But, this is Mother Jack. That's Haitian Sensation, Ms. Kills. We'll be around. We'll make sure next time we post something ahead of time. And I'm sure by popular demand, Ms. Freaky want to come on here and do something that will address the holistic parts of our community. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that.
That's cool, definitely, yes.
Did you get that holistic? Did you get that? You see I snuck them in there, holistic?
Holistic, bro.
You
know, man, they ain't ready.
They ain't ready, I know, right?
But, yeah, I definitely appreciate everybody that did call in, even though they was a little on the shy side, the press one. But I definitely appreciate everybody that did call in. We did have one caller that accidentally pressed one, but he ended up putting some input as well, and I appreciate you. Hi, Rondell. I appreciate everybody who showed love. And
no doubt.
Jobs. I appreciate Jobs for, you know, giving us the opportunity.
No doubt.
You know,
yeah, we don't do shout
Jobs
outs.
And the crew.
We do no doubts. We do no doubts.
No
doubt. We don't do shout outs. That's what we do.
Oh,
no
I'd like to give a no doubt to Jobs, AJ, Sean, and the whole My Skin Is My Skin crew. Thank y'all, boo boos. I appreciate the opportunity, you know, and my co host, Brother Jack.
No doubts. God, we definitely appreciate you. We'll definitely make sure we make another appearance soon. But, let's go ahead and wind it down for the night.
Yes. I know y'all freaking waiting to go see Empire or something, right?
I know,
y'all, right? Y'all waiting. Y'all looking at the time like, Empire ain't on yet. No, I'm just playing with y'all.
Look, and we get let y'all go 30 minutes before Empire started, because Daddy is not watching that coonery. I do not watch that crap. But
okay.
Those of you that watch, have fun. Right.
Yeah,
entertain
have fun.
Yourself.
Yeah,
all
have
right.
fun.
Well, everybody have a good evening. Sorry, 754. It looks like you just got in the queue, but you like 30 seconds late. So I apologize, but we'd like to catch you on the rebound. Everybody have a good evening. This is My Scheme is My Sin Network. I'd like to thank them again for allowing us to come in.
Yes, sir.
Right, and everybody have a good evening to the next broadcast. Next broadcast is tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock. Please tune in. In the meantime, go to the website, get you some music, get you some shirts. Hey, man, shop till it hurts.
Yes, sir. I love you guys. It's your girl,
no
Kill. Sign it out.
I'm no doubt, Brother Jack, signing out. Everybody have a good night.
I love y'all. Bye.